When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2336, The Happiness of Pursuit, and Bucket Lists, both by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. I have two articles that I'm sharing today. The first one's pretty short, but important, talking about happiness, and the next on bucket lists, both worth hearing. So with that, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. The Happiness of Pursuit by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com. Recently, I've been thinking about what makes me happy, truly and unfathomably. Luckily, I'm fortunate to have many things in my life that contribute to my happiness. The people closest to me who love and encourage me, creating meaningful art, and traveling to exciting places while experiencing new and life-changing things. For so long, however, I've attempted to organize my life in such a way that can sometimes limit and often hinder the experiences that contribute to my overall happiness. I do this for a number of reasons, but mainly because I'm scared of being happy. I feel that some people, if not many, experience this as well. Allow me to explain. More often than not, I'm scared that when I am happy, it means I'm being lazy and unproductive. If I'm filling my time doing things for fun, then I am minimizing my productive output. You can understand why this mindset can be quite dangerous. Usually this line of thought is not true. As a matter of fact, I'd say it is hardly ever true. There's a healthy medium, however. We do not want to fall into the trap of complacency. I'm always attempting to find the balance of seizing opportunities that can benefit my life and the lives of others, while also attempting to not overstimulate my passions. This will eventually lead to an unfortunate burnout. Life is not necessarily or solely dependent on an individual's pursuit of happiness and constant productivity, but rather finding happiness in the pursuit or journey itself. Does this negate the destination? Of course not. But it is important for us to keep in mind that the journey, or lack thereof, is also just as important as our desired destination. Bucket Lists by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com. Bucket lists, a collection of tasks and or goals that one creates in an attempt to complete each one before a deadline. More often than not, the deadline in question is the end of the individual's life. To be quite honest, I think the overall premise of a bucket list is great. I think it is important for individuals to force themselves out of their comfort zones and pursue tasks they may normally stray away from. However, I have recently questioned the overall foundation and idea that a bucket list represents. I think it is fantastic that so many individuals aspire to accomplish a list of wild and wacky things before they die. My only criticizing question is, why are we waiting? Why do so many of us wait until we can finally see our impending doom on the horizon to kick our asses into gear, to finally do all of the crazy things we've always wanted to? Why do we deprioritize and ignore our wildest dreams and desires? Why do we allow our happiness to sit on the sidelines while our pragmatic and realistic aspirations roam free? So often I hear people, myself included, dismiss and degrade their rawest fantasies. Travel the world, join a successful band, start a business, buy a vintage motorcycle. These are usually deemed as unrealistic goals that conflict with our complacent and comfortable lifestyles. The truth is that there will always be a reason not to do something. More often than not, there will be more reasons not to do something than to do it. But if we attempt to live our whole life as opposed to a small portion of our lives in the way a bucket list promotes, we'd be exponentially happier. Now, I'm not negating or ignoring the fact that there are circumstances that can hinder individuals from achieving certain things. I understand that it is not always possible to quit your job, buy a motorcycle, and move to Greece all within the next 24 hours. However, just because something may be unrealistic in the present moment does not mean it'll be unrealistic forever, especially if you're working towards it. And that is the key factor. Moreover, sometimes it is better to choose the unrealistic path and figure it out along the way, as opposed to dreaming about a life you'll never fully commit to living. You just listened to the posts titled The Happiness of Pursuit and Bucket Lists, both by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com. Thinking, Andrew, we're going to continue the idea of bucket lists over the weekend, so be sure to stay tuned for that, where we'll dive a lot deeper into this idea of creating lists of things we'd like to do. And then for the first post, it reminded me of what I've been doing recently, and that's mood tracking. I used to do it in a basic Excel spreadsheet where I'd put the date, and then in the next column, what I did that day, and then in the next column, a mood rating, like 1 out of 10. That was probably 12 years ago. But more recently, I've been using an app that notifies you when it's time to rate your day. There are preset categories where you can say what you did, but you can also customize it to add certain activities that you do frequently. And I found it useful in helping to understand what causes the higher and lower days, and then that can provide insight into how to have more higher days on average. I always recommend doing experiments like these every once in a while, even for just a week, because in most cases, you will learn something. And I'll share a link to the app that I'm using in my free weekly newsletter that I send out every Friday. You can get on that weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. But I'll leave it there for today. Have a great rest of your day, hopefully a 10 out of 10, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.